Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Okay, time for me to write out my yearly Valentines for the on-air staff here at The Wolf. So we'll start off with Brock. Here we go. Dear Brock, roses are red, violets are blue. Like the food you like, love is free too. Cheap bastard. Oh, I should cross that part out. All right. Dear Dalby, roses are red, violets are blue. When you ate that 40-ounce steak, did you even chew? Dearest Brandy, roses are red, violets are blue. In today's social climate, I'll just say, I respect you. My lawyer doesn't need more money. Dear Ballsy, roses are red, violets are blue. Your vision is bad, so I've written this extra big for you. He'll appreciate that.
Shut up, you loser!
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Okay, so I got this email from Linda. Linda says, guys, I want to vent and get your opinion on this. I went to a wedding recently, and I have to say weddings just aren't what they used to be. Everything is for Instagram now. They did smoke bombs during the ceremony. I had to spend 20 minutes in the bathroom because it irritated my eyes. They didn't do vows, just wrote these cheesy poems. There was a donut wall and no cake. When I go to a wedding, I want cake, not donuts. They had garland on the tables. This is a wedding. It's not Christmas. They had some stupid hashtag. I couldn't tell you what it was. Weddings now have become just as annoying, or just an annoying series of Instagram opportunities and trends. This isn't about clicks or likes. It's about committing to your true love for the rest of your life.
Come on. That's being cantankerous. It really is.
It does. But I agree with her. I mean, but I guess it's their day. They can do whatever they want.
As a person who's been married in the last decade, I will tell you this. Mm-hmm. The wedding cake is outdated. Nobody wants a wedding cake anymore. It's so much waste. Because when you go to a wedding, when was the last time you had cake at the wedding?
I didn't have it 20 years ago.
Right. So what we had was cake pops. And I walked around with like little cake pops, handing them off to people as I would like have conversation with them. And they got eaten.
I liked it.
So it's good.
And when you kept handing them, you're like, eat it. I paid money for it. Eat it. I said, okay, I'll have two.
Yeah. So that was good. Also, haven't weddings always been a giant photo op anyway? I mean, yes, they weren't posted to Instagram.
Yeah.
But they've been... The whole reason you do it is so you got a photo album.
Yeah, no.
That's it. If everybody just wanted to do it for love and for the actual marriage of it, they would just get a JP or they would go down to City Hall, get married, done.
Listen, the real reason we get married is for the lawyers.
The lawyers, yes, and the life insurance.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
A recent study looked at the top things... that we feel we don't get enough of, okay? The things in life we don't get enough of. I know you could say money.
Studies. What? I don't get enough studies.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay, good. Anyway, put that question to you on our Facebook page. We'll get to some of the answers in a minute. What is the one thing you don't get enough of? I know what it'll be.
Sleep.
Yeah, me too. I don't. I just don't.
Rest, yeah.
Like 5 hours a day. That's it.
Yeah.
And
too.
It's not a recipe for success for either of us.
That's common, though. I think a lot of people would say they don't get enough sleep. I can't think of the last time I run into somebody and said, "Hey, I get
it's
a
our
ton
fault."
Of sleep.
It's our well, you're a little different because you got a young boy at home. But there's a problem with our society. We think we're busier than we are. We make ourselves busier than we need to be. It's true. If you actually took time out of the day. Maybe not sleep, but just slow things down. You could find ways. Another one, you're going on one right away. I just came back from one. Vacations. We don't get enough vacations, people say. That's the number two answer.
I don't think we look at the importance of it. Like So I've got 2 weeks off coming up.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow's my last day, and then I'm off for 2 weeks. Okay. And I will say this is the first time in my life that I can actually look at a holiday and go, I actually deserve this.
Yeah,
one.
you need a break.
Yeah,
you do. Working across from me from you. You're doing a good job holding it together.
Right,
but it's with binder, twine, and duct tape. and I'm off tomorrow for another 4 days, so that's good.
Mm.
and then the other one around at the top three makes a lot of sense. Money, but they say disposable income. Once you pay your bills, stuff to, you know, maybe money to spend on holidays and stuff
more
like that.
More common nowadays,
yeah.
Too.
So anyway, we're asking you on our Facebook page, the Wolf Facebook page, what can't you get enough of? You can also text us 936-9653.
Yeah, that's right. So what do you got there? Give me one or two.
Exercise.
Yeah.
Exercise. And I'm trying to, like, that's the other thing. I was really good at this before and I've gotten away from it. Exercise needs, like, your life needs to revolve around exercise.
No.
If you're gonna make it a priority, like, you have to. What I mean by that, you got jobs and family commitments, but you have to put in your calendar that is the time you're going to the gym. That's your me time.
Hey, listen,
and you can't deviate off.
I don't really follow the likes of Ryan Seacrest very much, but I will say this: he had one thing that he did say that was great. He said, "I have an appointment booked at 3 o'clock every day for myself." 3 o'clock every afternoon, I work out. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That is my appointment for me, and it is unbreakable. Much like any other appointment I might have, an appointment with my boss, anything. That appointment for you to work out, or just consider it part of your work day. Add another hour to your work day and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or just go home and eat chips.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So my dad and I are driving home from the hospital yesterday, and we're just coming over the overpass there by Boston Pizza on North Albert.
Yeah.
It is an entire skating rink. And my dad goes, this is what my dad says. You know, what does that Fougere do? Somebody needs to call that guy.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's on him. I mean, I guess
he's the mayor.
The buck stops there.
He's the mayor.
But yeah, you're right. Even driving to work today on Louvain, mm-hmm. it was just sheer ice. And yesterday on Ring Road, just absolute ice everywhere. I don't understand. I know when it gets to be certain temperature, you can't even salt because it doesn't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've had a couple days in the last week where we may have been able to get out there and there's nothing, or even just sand.
Yeah.
Like, throw some sand out. I know there are some intersections where it's there, but we're not doing nearly enough.
No, and you got to admit, like, the budget isn't sitting in front of us, but just doing the eyeball test, we haven't had the same amount of snow we've had in past years. So I'm thinking they've saved in their snow removal budget. Maybe transfer some of that over to the sand spreading budget.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
It's getting bad. And you know what? I'm guilty of it myself. I've been neglecting my driveway.
Mm.
Yesterday, I had to do that one. You know, maybe you're like me. You'll have one or two of these moments every winter.
Yeah.
Where you have to get out the ice chipper.
Yep.
Because you've kind of been letting it get packed down a little mm-hmm. bit, maybe in certain areas. Yesterday, oh my God, my back is just killing me today. I had to do the old bang, 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 bang. Your wrist and your hands start hurting. And
this seems
I'm
like
a softy office worker.
Seems like I'm stating the obvious too. But when you're at an intersection and you're stopped and the light goes green, or you're at a four-way stop and it's your turn to go, do not gun it. It's not going to make you go any faster by gunning it on ice.
But
you see all
fun.
These guys spinning and spinning. Oh, I got to get going. No, that doesn't. It makes it icier, actually.
But it's fun.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, boys. I just want to say happy Valentine's to both of you.
Oh, thank you.
And you and Ballsy, and tell them have a good holiday. It's the leprechaun. St. Patty's Day. I dress up every time, but I just want to say between you guys,
I'm single.
Yeah. I'm a single guy, so I'm looking.
Oh.
But
let's help you out here.
Let's hook you up. So what do you, give us some of your attributes.
My attribute? Oh, I like doing my St. Patty's Day dress up. I meet a lot of ladies, but it's hard to find one because you're a short little guy. But
well, there's short little girls too.
Yeah, I know. I left one divorced, but she's remarried somebody in Calgary.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't need her.
Yeah.
I need a new one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
What are you looking for?
Oh, something nice. Just go for a date for tonight, and like this. Still get used to somebody tall or somebody. I met a tall one before. She was 5'8". But you know where I came up to her.
I know.
Oh, oh God.
Well, that's no. You talk like that. That's why you don't have a woman.
Have you ever thought about Have you ever thought about expanding? I know you said you dress like a leprechaun on St. Patrick's Day, but why don't you dress up as Cupid for Valentine's?
Mini Cupid guy.
Yeah, I heard about that, but it's hard.
Well, that's what she said. Don't give up on love.
I've been looking. It's hard out there.
So, but here, we're trying to get you a date, man. What is a romantic night to you? Like, if there's you want a date tonight, how are you going to treat the lady? What are you going to do?
I would treat her nice, go buy her nice flowers and nice Valentine's present, hearts, and a nice dress, what I've been seeing in the stores, like at Cornell Center and... There's some stuff there. I was looking, and
The bar is way too high. I'll tell you what we're going to do for you. A little later on, you go to our Facebook page, and Brock will show you exactly how to get the ladies, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't got a phone like that. I got an old phone.
You're not helping out your own cause here.
Yeah, I know.
What do you do for a living?
Me, construction worker. I've been doing it for years, and it's slow right now, so I'm doing that. And I used to do that Stampede wrestling years ago.
Right.
Oh yeah.
So you're a wrestler and you're a construction worker. I mean, that's a good job. That's a good job that the ladies should like.
Oh yeah, they do.
Yeah. So what the problem is?
I don't know. It's just the looks, I guess. I don't know.
No, it's not.
I've seen you. You're rugged. You dress up nice. You look good.
Yeah.
Well, must be the personality.
Yeah.
No, I don't swear. I don't do much like that. Nothing. No, I'm a nice human guy.
Well, that's a start. A nice human guy.
Ladies tend to like the humans.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take your phone number off the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if a lady would like to go on a Valentine's date with Trent, just call us and we'll pass on the information and maybe you guys can talk it out.
Sure, if you don't mind. Do me play Bon Jovi for me.
No, we don't do requests here. We only we only act as Tinder. We don't play tunes, okay?
I know what you want to hear. You want to hear Always and Only Then.
Don't they sing that song better? Down in a bed of roses.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.